This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg. You can take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is May the 10th. At least in the city, it's starting to dry off. So it was a nasty, rainy morning.
It's still falling out here.
Okay,
man.
That's behind me now.
Remember, we have a rooftop outside our window.
Okay, I'm looking over here between Colony Square. It's still raining, coming down, dude. All right, but you got information about an event that's still going to take place, right?
It's still supposed to start on time down in Carrollton. We're talking today is the day two of the state track and field championships in high school, and they're running in four locations. They're at Commerce, they are in Albany, they are in Carrollton, and they are in one more place. But they're running in four different places. But Matt Skinner reached out to us down in Carrollton and says they are supposed to start on time, and I guess we have no lightning or anything. They're going to go ahead and get those events in. Meanwhile, the tennis state championships were supposed to be at Rome today. They said, don't come up here. They're not even going to have it.
They didn't want you keeping coming up.
They did a coin flip, and they're going to have them next week. So pay attention to the school from your area. They're going to be playing them at the home court. They're not going to play up the tennis center up at Rome.
I'm telling you, it's a great day to just get yourself a nice cup of whatever you like drinking and get back in bed and put on Conclave and watch that movie. You understand how they just got the new Pope. Or you can put on something else. Listen, some big news came out of the WNBA this last week as we welcome Megan L. Hall on with us. Haven't talked to her in a little bit. Good morning, Megan, and thank you for joining us.
Morning.
Yeah, good morning. Happy Saturday.
And I just found this interesting. I'm not surprised. I just didn't know that it finally happened. And the WNBA did what the NBA has been doing, and they named a managing director. And they named her Sue Bird. And I Sue Bird is to now women's basketball what Grant Hill is to men's.
Yep.
So it wasn't the WNBA. Forgive me. It's women's USA basketball. So that's what
I knew what you meant, though. Yeah. I knew what you meant.
So what did you think when you heard that news?
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I think it's really awesome. I'm always very intrigued when I see legends of the game, like, still involved, right? Still have their fingerprints kind of all over the game. Because I think one of the things that people, like, forget is, like, when you retire, like, it's really hard to stay away, right? You miss it, even though you're tired. So it's really cool to see Sue, like, still, you know, kind of putting her fingerprints there. And that wasn't the only news of the week for her. She's got a new podcast coming out, too, called Bird's Eye View. And it's WNBA, like, X's and O's, and, like, players are supposed to be on it and everything, and that's coming out this week, too. So, like, Sue's got a lot of good stuff going for her.
I always thought she did one. Didn't she do one with Megan?
She does, yeah. This is her own podcast by herself. So it's going to be, like, a lot more WNBA-focused and, like, yeah, more so nitty-gritty, probably deeper level, you know, X's and O's, that sort of thing. I just think it's really cool because you get to kind of, you know, pick the brain of Sue Bird, so to speak, and get to see how a point guard, you know, would think like that. So, yeah, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, man. Hey, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline. Always great when we can have her stop in with us, Megan L. Hall. And she is social. You can find her. It's Megan L. Hall at It's Megan L. Hall, USA Today's For the Win. You're headed to watch some action today, as a matter of fact, here in town, right?
I am, yeah. So headed down to Gateway to go see the Dream. Well, go cover the Dream and the Fever for both of their final preseason games.
Yep. What are you expecting so far from this from the team here in Atlanta? We, you know, the roster had some great additions during the offseason. Now we're trying to put them all together. And what's your observation been so far?
Yeah, so I've spent a couple days down at training camp, which has been really good to see. One thing that fans will notice immediately is the pace. The pace is super fast. It's way faster than probably anything anybody has probably seen in the last couple seasons. We talked to Maya Caldwell, I think that was yesterday, actually, and she said Carl Smith's GO system is unlike anything she's ever seen. So she's still trying to wrap her mind around it, but it's really good. The pace is fast. The ball moves quite a bit. There's always, you know, 3-4 touches before the ball even goes in the basket, which is really awesome. And then I think the biggest thing is the Dream have a lot of competition going on. So, you know, we're getting towards the end where unfortunately, there'll be some roster cuts. And, like, I don't envy this front office. They've got to make some really tough cuts for the back half of this roster because now they've got a really good, deep roster, and you've got probably, I don't know, 5-6 people that are probably only going to get 3 spots, so it's tough.
You know, this is the time when the rubber hits the road because we saw all kinds of movement in the offseason. What are you expecting to see this regular season? A little bit different from the usual suspects, the teams and the players that have excelled so far. But maybe, you know, now on a new team, it's going to take a little grace period getting used to playing with new teammates.
Yeah, I mean, I would put the Dream in that category, right? Like, you've got BG now, you've got Bree Jones, you got Shatori Walker, Kimbrough. So there's a lot of new faces there in that starting lineup and then on the bench. But they're not the only teams, like you mentioned, you know, from the offseason that've got new faces. Phoenix is another where you've got Satu Sabali, Alyssa Thomas there to pair with Kalia Copper. You know, it's a lot. You got some movement there for Connecticut Sun too. Natasha Cloud went to the Liberty. I mean, there's some big names that moved. Jewel Lloyd is another one. Kelsey Plum. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like there's a lot of happening. What's funny and what I think is hilarious is that yeah. Yes, all these players move teams, but it could happen again next offseason when the new CBA is involved and everyone who's not on a rookie scale contract is a free agent.
Yeah, that's the thing we talked about at the end of the NCAA tournament, how many players decided, you know what, I'm going to go back and do another year of college and wait till y'all get the money right. Then I'm going to come out and, you know, so we saw that kind of happen. Megan, thoughts about the build-up to the start of this season? We've seen exhibition games televised this time.
Mm-hmm.
Just thoughts about that in the anticipation for what we're going to see.
Yeah, I thought the Dream looked really good against the Mystics. Like I mentioned, the ball was moving. One thing that you'll notice as well is the 3 ball is really heavy in this new system. So, and I mean everybody's shooting 3s. That means everyone from, you know, from BG on down is going to shoot 3s regardless of position. And I think fans will really appreciate that. I really like to see that. I think one of the things that they're looking forward to as well is continuing to figure out the spacing between BG and Bree Jones. That's been one of the bigger questions. And then the best thing that you'll also see is that I think Alicia Gray is playing a lot more free in this system. Ryan Howard also looked really good in training camp too. So I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, what they bring. And then the bench as well. Everyone's come to play. And we'll see if she makes the roster, but someone to keep an eye on is Tahina Pau Pau, the rookie from South Carolina. She's had a really good camp. and looked really good against the Mystics with her minutes. And so it would be really awesome to see her make the roster, of course. But she's done really well, and I think that's really good for rookies. You know, it's really hard to make these rosters really past the first round. So yeah. If you can get someone who, you know, was drafted in the middle of the second round on a roster and you know, opening day roster and beyond, that's a really good win for the Dream.
Yeah. Teams are starting a little different from last season because you had that Olympic break. You don't have that to deal with this year. So what they do with their teams, they everybody can be totally focused on the long haul and not anticipate this long break that we had that we saw last season.
Yeah, I would say that like the break certainly like helped, because remember, like it was like, oh my goodness, it was squeezed in that, you know, in that front half of the season. I don't know if people remember, but like the Fever played like 11 games in 20 days or something like that, like something wild like that. And that's a lot. So you don't have that. But what you do have is now you have a 44 game season. And then other people, if, you know, if teams make it to the finals have now gone from a best of five to now a best of seven. So it might be a little bit of a, almost like a slugfest to kind of get down to the bottom half of that season. But I look forward to that. You know, I think fans will enjoy more basketball. W's growing. We've got a lot of teams with movement. And oh my goodness, I just thought about it. I didn't mention the Fever as well. They got some big pieces in the offseason with DeWanna Bonner and Natasha Howard, you know, coming over, Sophie Cunningham as well, some other movement there. So yeah, I think that you're going to see teams like the Fever, who were, you know, just absolutely just going through it that first half of the season, they're going to appreciate this much slower, you know, pace season. And as we kind of move on to the finals.
Think so. I mean, even though we start at what time today? Around 3:30, 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock we start today, right?
Yep. 3 o'clock. Yeah. Yep.
All right, Noel, come on in here. She's got something for you,
Megan. Real quick. Talk to me about Cheyenne Sellers. We got, 6'2", 6'3", what they consider a quote-unquote combo guard that can run the floor if you want to, but really is a two-guard that can shoot threes. Can she make this roster, or rather, what would she bring to this roster?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I think everyone has been wondering what in the world happened in Golden State and how did Cheyenne end up, you know, on the Dream. I think for the Dream, it was a really good pickup for them, because Cheyenne, like you mentioned, she's versatile. So I think for Cheyenne, what she can do the best is ultimately play the one if asked, right? She can do that. But she'll probably end up sliding behind, I would think, probably right behind Ryan Howard. That's been one of the issues in the last couple seasons, is finding that depth behind Ryan once she comes off the floor. So if Cheyenne can show that versatility, and, of course, bring her free ball, she shot, and don't quote me here, but I believe it was 40%. This past season from three, which is her best in her, you know, college career.
Yeah, it was
that's something
like
the Dream would really, that's something the Dream would really appreciate, right? This is a team that was ranked, I think it was like 11th in three-point percentage last year. So yeah, you definitely need that if you're going to compete with the, you know, the New York Liberties of the world and the Minnesota Lynx of the world, Aces and so forth. You want to get to a championship, you're going to need that as well. So I think for Cheyenne is just, of course, you know, adjusting to a new system. Someone asked me yesterday, because I went up to training camp, they're like, well, how's she looking? I'm like, well, it's day one. So, you know, I think for her, if she plays today, it'll be, you know, that will probably be where you'll be able to evaluate and see how she's been doing. But I think the good thing is that yesterday she, you know, she was getting up and down the court fine. I know there were some rumblings about whether or not there was health concerns just because of some injury issues that she had in her senior season. But she was moving just fine yesterday at camp. I'm really just trying to get a feel for, you know, the system. And, you know, she made a really slick pass yesterday. That was really good. That got some cheers out of her teammates. So, yeah, I'm just curious to see, you know, what happens. And to your point, yeah, the bottom half of this roster is really, like, strong for those couple of spots. So you're going to look for Cheyenne Sellers. Taylor Theory is another one who's had a really good, strong training camp. And then Tahina Pau-Pau. Maya Caldwell as well, and Haley Jones are probably the folks that are, like, you know, looking to land in those last couple spots.
Yep, because they saw ATL.
You know what's funny is that Carl Smesko also has an ATL acronym that people might start hearing that a little bit more. It's above the line. So I just think that's hilarious and just very fitting for their coach to have that.
You should have never told me that, Megan. I'm about to be saying that all the time. The whole city's going to be saying above the line.
All right, Megan, listen, as always, we thank you. We're going to be reaching back out to you. We're just getting things started around here with the WNBA season. But enjoy the rest of your weekend, and thank you again.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
There you go. Megan L. Hall, it is USA Today. Coming up, going to hear from Jason Longshore. He's going to get us set for Atlanta United Chicago. later on. Going to talk a little Falcons and more NBA playoffs. But up next on this Mother's Day Eve, got a casting call. And something kind of left over from Noelle's world we want to introduce into the casting call. But there are jobs flying around. I'm going to let you know where they are and where you can find them on. That's up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.